Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're doing a review of the headlines. I'm going to get to the prosecution of Jim Comey in just one moment, but we've got some listeners that want to get in on the action. You, too, can do that. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Jack from Merrimack, how you doing, friend? What you got for us?
Well, first of all, every farmer that I know, and I know several, would much rather be farming than not able to sell his crop and being subsidized. That's the first thing. Second thing I want to say is that I thought these tariffs were not supposed to be socialistically subsidizing people, but rather they're supposed to be making up for the trillions that are given away as welfare to the 1%. And finally, it sounds very much like Trump's in a very much of an Argentina first, not America first mode, because he wants to give $20 billion of that tariff money to, guess who? Argentina. So
yeah, it's insane, Jack. And you couple that with the fact that yesterday, Trump announced 100% new tariffs on pharmaceuticals. While at the same time, he and the MAGA regime, Republicans on Capitol Hill, won't talk or meet with Democrats about their single demand to continue to fund the government, which is to allow people to afford health insurance. So you're going to slap 100% tariff on pharmaceuticals, which are already so expensive. People are choosing between food, housing, and the drugs that they need to live. I mean, this is the world on its head. None of this makes any sense to me, unless you're a billionaire, in which case things are looking pretty good, I'd say. Matt from Middleton, happy Friday to you. What you got for us? Matt, you there? We'll work to get Matt back. Folks, I do want to talk about the Jim Comey prosecution. We've talked about it before. Here's what is going on. Two MAGA loyalist prosecutors in the Eastern District of Virginia refused to prosecute or even attempt to bring an indictment against Jim Comey. They were both forced out. The last one fired last Friday, Saturday-ish. Donald Trump then picks an insurance attorney who's never prosecuted a single criminal case in her life and sticks her in as the acting U.S. attorney or the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. Her entire qualification, other than being a former Miss Colorado, is that she'll do whatever the president wants, which is to prosecute his political enemies. And she did that yesterday. Filed an indictment, got a grand jury to indict Jim Comey. It's a two-page indictment. It basically recites the statute. Now, what I have heard, there are sources reporting that Lindsey Halligan, the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, couldn't get any other line prosecutor in her office to sign the indictment. It is only her signature on that indictment. There are also reports that she may have been the one prosecutor to present this case to the grand jury to get that indictment, which is totally unheard of. And it has been confirmed the prosecutors, the frontline prosecutors in her office who were responsible for this investigation, wrote a detailed and lengthy memo telling her that they did not believe that this was a prosecutable case, that there was slim to no chance of securing a conviction. She proceeded anyways. Now, let's not forget the many, many times that Donald Trump has said that Jim Comey is his enemy. A quick refresher of our collective recollections. Take a listen.
Comey and all this, you know, sleazebags.
Comey lied to everybody. Brennan.
We fired Comey, that fraud.
That phony, crooked Comey.
Comey should hang his head in disgrace.
Comey is a dirty cop.
Comey is a corrupt person.
One of those things is firing James Comey's ass out of there.
He's a leaker.
Comey, who's the worst?
They lied to Congress many times. You know, Comey and all those guys.
Comey lies and leaks. He's a liar and he's a leaker. Is this guy being looked at? But we're going to straighten it out.
A guy like Comey, who's a sick right. man. I mean, Comey's a sick man. The one person I did a very good thing in firing was the dirty cop Comey. There's something wrong with him. But it's all coming out, and I love to watch it step by step, day by day.
Comey's a liar and a leaker.
And it goes on and on and on. That prosecution's going nowhere fast. And for all, listen, as far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump should just write Jim Comey a thank you letter, because I don't think Donald Trump becomes president unless Jim Comey decides to tell the world, in violation of DOJ policy in October of 2016, that he's reopened the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Jim Comey did that. Just say thanks, Donald. And just so that we're all very clear about the MAGA obsession with the Russia investigation, it clearly benefited, Russian disclosures clearly benefited Donald Trump in 2016. The Inspector General of the Department of Justice and the FBI looked into the origins of that investigation and concluded there was a valid basis for the FBI and the DOJ to investigate possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. That's the end of the story. That's it. Now, Jim Comey, not going to go down well in history. Bad judgment? Yes. Criminal? Absolutely not. And we should all be deeply concerned when Donald Trump simply fires Republican loyalist MAGA lawyers until he finds the next moron that will prosecute his political enemies with the flimsiest of evidence. The DOJ is now controlled by Donald Trump. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the history of shipping in Wisconsin with two expert guests who have just written a book on the Edmund Fitzgerald. So stay tuned. We're going to come right back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.